The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Central America is now the largest source of illegal immigration coming in over the U.S. southern border. The U.S. government has ramped up deportations of Central American migrants to deter them from coming. In June, Vice President Mike Pence even traveled to Guatemala to tell them, come to the U.S. legally or don't come at all. And yet they keep coming. A new study by researchers at Vanderbilt University says that's because the U.S. is in denial about the real reason why Central Americans keep coming. Not poverty, but violence. Jonathan Hiskey is the lead author of the study, which will be published in the next issue of the journal Latin American Research Review. The political science professor spoke with me by phone from the Vanderbilt campus in Nashville, Tennessee. Professor Hiskey, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
Your study's provocative title is Leaving the Devil They Know. What does that mean?
What we're trying to capture there is the essence of what the research finds, that when faced with a horrific situation in one's daily life, leaving becomes the default option.
No matter what awaits them on the other side with the devil they don't know.
Exactly.
The study argues the federal government, both the Obama and Trump administrations, has failed to deter Central Americans from coming to the U.S. because the deterrence strategy is based on a faulty assumption. The government insists these are economic migrants, when, in fact, what's the reality?
Individuals will tell us they are leaving primarily because of the crime and violence they face on a daily basis, and the economic motives that typically appear in other countries simply do not emerge as significant predictors of immigration.
What was the source of the data you used to draw those conclusions?
This is based on Vanderbilt University's Latin American Public Opinion Project. The surveys ask, do you have any intentions of immigrating to another country? In Honduras and El Salvador in particular, we see one of the most powerful predictors is whether that individual has been victimized by crime over the past 12 months.
And those who've been victims of violent crime or threatened by it are almost twice as likely to emigrate as those who haven't been victimized.
Exactly. And for Hondurans, we had close to 80% of our respondents saying that they had received the message from the U.S. that chances of deportation are higher, that migrating to the U.S. is extremely difficult.
Yet because of the rampant gang violence they face at home, you say the message the U.S. is sending them about the risks of coming here does not influence their plans to emigrate in any meaningful way. Are U.S. officials ignoring that reality?
The current administration and the Obama administration both have failed to recognize and accept that we're seeing a fundamentally different type of individual arriving at the border. Fewer economic migrants and more victims of horrific violence.
The Trump administration insists the threat or reality of gang violence does not qualify someone for U.S. asylum. But you suggest Central American migrants today are persecuted refugees in much the same way they were during the region's civil wars of the 1980s.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly, in the 1980s, they did not qualify as refugees either. Each administration has tried pretty much the same strategy. Treat them as economic migrants, turn them away at the border, detain them. And yet, every time we see the refugee crisis continues.
But is the key point here, the governments in Central America are either unable or unwilling to protect these people from the gang violence, and that puts them on more of a refugee plane?
Yes, that's a great point, Tim. When we ask individuals who have been victimized by crime, 83% say police are part of the problem or the police never come.
You received your master's here at Florida International University. What did your time in South Florida teach you about the Central American immigrant phenomenon?
While attending FIU, I worked in a fish market on Key Biscayne, and the woman who taught me how to cut fish, Maria, was from Nicaragua. And her family had fled that country's civil war in the 1980s. And that was one of the experiences that I think has led me to working on the topic I'm working on today.
Oh, that's great. Thanks again, Professor Hiskey.
Thank you for having me.
Jonathan Hiskey led the Vanderbilt University study Leaving the Devil They Know on why so many Central American migrants come to the U.S. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.